You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. Check us out on TV on NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville and Jason Bishop.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
We got Barry Sanders joining us later this hour. Jason promises to make it awkward by asking him for an autograph a jersey, which Jason has worn probably 100 times already.
That's okay.
In his life.
Once it's framed up and signed, you won't be able to tell.
Yep. Yes. So that's coming up at 9:40.
If but
joining us
it.
Right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline, it's your head coach of the Washington Wizards, Coach Scott Brooks, take on the Heat tonight. What's up, Coach?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, you know, Coach. Coach, I'm going to guess the temperature in Miami this morning. Okay,
you're going to. I'll put everything on it. You're not going to guess right.
All right, I'm going to guess 38 degrees.
Okay, your guess right.
That's put everything on it.
You didn't know.
We have it on tape.
You didn't know that I'm a weather nut, buddy.
Yeah, that's why I was asking.
If you had any iguanas drop on you, I saw a story that iguanas are dropping. It's so cold
right
there.
It's cold. I can't believe it. Can't wait to get to Cleveland tomorrow.
That's right. It'll be 5 degrees warmer in Cleveland. That's crazy.
Now, before we got any hoops, I actually wanted to ask you, so we established, I don't know, a while back that Prince was going to be your walk-up music, that you loved Prince. But in the last week, we had a conversation amongst ourselves reminiscing on our first ever concert.
Yeah.
Can you remember your first ever concert that you attended?
And the venue, if you can remember that.
Not your last ones, because we know that your kids drive all of that.
Hey, the last one he went to was Post Malone. I was hanging out in the box with him. I didn't say anything to him.
Post Malone, right? Dang, that's like memory. That's 35, 40 years ago.
Right. That's why we're asking the question.
How do you remember that? I can't remember who we played last game.
You played the Pistons.
Beat the Pistons by six.
You know what? I think I remember the old Coliseum in Oakland. I saw Phil Collins was the first one.
Phil
I
Collins.
Think it was like 1982, 83.
Right.
Phil Collins.
That's not a bad one. You love In the
Air
Tonight.
No, not a bad one.
That's a good one, yeah.
You love Genesis. You love all those hits. Going back to the Pistons game, that game got chippy. It was round two of Bertans versus Keefe. Keefe got ejected.
Right.
And then at the end of the game, I can't remember who it was, somebody knocked out Andre Drummond's big tooth.
Oh, that's right. Lost
it was Thomas Bryant. That was definitely an accident.
It was an accident.
The Marquise and Bertans, I was kind of expected, because even the last game they played, they got into it.
Yeah.
So. And both are very competitive, and Bertans, I mean, he's as competitive as anybody. He's always feisty on the court. But, yeah, it was a good win for us. I thought we did a lot of good things, and it was just nice to get a win on MLK Day.
How about this? How do you decide who your starters are and who's coming off your bench? Because there are many games where your bench, outside of, Bradley Beal will score his, 29 points, whatever. But your bench seems to outscore the starters.
Yeah, well, a lot of depend on it the last, month or so, even 2 months, is who's healthy. So we were making decisions on who's healthy, and then and also the minute restriction. So you have to, like with TB, eventually he's going to start. But he's on like a 16-minute restriction. So I figure you'd have the warm-up and he'd start. He could start at the four and stay loose because of his injury. We got a lot of moving parts, but it's been actually fun, and guys are playing hard, and it's fun to coach the group because they don't really care who starts. Actually, a lot of them want to come off the bench because the bench just seems to be playing with more, they score the ball more, they play fast, and they move the ball, but it seems like everybody does well off the bench.
Joined by Coach Scott Brooks, Wizards at 14-28. And I know you don't really want to talk about it, but there was some discussion in like the last week about the playoffs. Is that something that you actually look at when you're that far below 500, but you're only four back, I guess, of the Nets?
Yeah.
I guess it's somewhat realistic, but you're still 14-28.
Yeah, I mean, I don't look at it. I mean, I look at it just from a fan perspective. I love the game. I follow the league. I watch games and box scores and rankings and standings. But no, we just want it. We just want to get better day by day. I mean, we got a lot of things to work on. We got a lot of young players that are playing a lot more minutes than everybody anticipated, just due to all of our injuries. But I think it's going to help us. It's going to help us down the road. But yeah, I mean, even the seventh and eighth spot is not, you know, they're not killing it. And then if you can get on a run, you can, you know, put yourself up in that position. But right now, we're just, I mean, we got a tough game tonight. Miami's, I think they're second in the conference. But yeah, we just got to play hard and play well and get better. I mean, get some healthy bodies back. Rui is good news. He's starting to ramp it up. He's been cleared to do all full basketball activities a couple of days ago. And so Mo had a great checkup yesterday or a couple of days ago, and he's going to start ramping it up as well. So things are looking good on the injury front, so that's going to help us down the road as well.
Not that he's going to help anytime soon, but I did see that John Wall participated on a five-on-five scrimmage, I think, with some of the coaches. What have you seen from John? What are expectations? What are the expectations that we should have as fans for John Wall's return?
That he's doing everything impossible for him to be in the best position to get back to where he was at one time, a five-time All-Star. He's looking good, but like I tell him, yeah, he's looking good, but he's playing five of the guys on the court, or six of the guys on the court are, you know, one of my coaches are the video guys. And if we can play against a team that way, yeah, he could play tonight. that's not going to happen. He's working hard. His body looks great. He's strong, but he still has ways to go. And we're in no rush. He's in no rush. We want to make sure he's 100% because we can wait. It's an injury. It's a tough injury to overcome, but I'll give him a lot of credit. It's a boring, monotonous workout rehab every day, and there's no days off, and he's tackling it every day, and he's going to be fine when he comes back. I just don't know when that will be.
You talked about this earlier this year, that you guys have the technology where you can track every one of your players' shots during a practice. Is his shot improving? Because one would think that he has a lot of time to just work on his jumper.
Yeah, his shot has improved, and that's a good thing. He's going to, you know, he had nothing but time to, you know, at one time he couldn't jump at all. All you have to do is just shoot set shots, but it's definitely going to improve. But his speed is always, I think his speed is going to be back to where it was. And that's pretty impressive. But with the technology, the rehab, what we know about that injury in the last 5 or 6 years, I think players have a better chance of coming back, you know, 15, 20 years. It was almost, that was like, you're done. Type of injury. Very few guys came back, and if they did, it was basically a shell of themselves.
Talking to Coach Scott Brooks from the Washington Wizards. So last week, Bradley Beal made a little news kind of after a game. He was down talking about the culture and frustrated, wants to win games. And then I don't know how involved you get with social media, but you may be aware. JJ Redick had a tweet about how guys are more concerned with getting a pregame fit on Instagram. I guess fit is short for outfit.
Yes, it is, JP. Good.
Than they are about worrying about the wins and losses of a basketball game. And Bradley Beal retweeted factual. So it was kind of around the same time. How do you take all of that?
Yeah, you know, I talked to him, and he's on board with everything he does. Like he even knows it's probably the wrong choice of words that he is. He's frustrated. He should be. We've lost some games that we probably should have won, even with all of our injuries. But that's good. I think that's good. If I've been on teams, I say this many times, I've been on teams, and I've been on, as a coach, as an assistant on teams where winning did not matter. You can lose a game in the locker room. You wouldn't think that, you know, that team lost a game. But frustration's good. It's part of being on a team. It's part of growing with a team. We got a lot of young guys, and so when a lot of young guys see that he's frustrated, that's good. They need to see that. But he's been terrific. He's been great. He comes to work every day. Unfortunately, he had an injury, and he missed, I think, 7 or 8 games. But he's fought through a lot this year, and it hasn't been easy on him. But the fit and all that stuff, I don't really know. I thought he was talking about, you know, everybody wants to post their fitness workout. You know, I make 100 threes before the game. That's how I'm so naive to the social media world. But Yeah, I think Brad is definitely, he's been a great leader and he's played well. He hasn't shot the ball well, but that's good also because it's always going to balance out. He's going to have a last 40 games. I think he's going to play even better offensively and keep leading us.
Coach, real quick before we let you go, Zion makes his debut. You were talking about, you're a fan of the league. Zion makes his debut tonight at home against the Spurs. Would you bet under 12.5 points or over 12.5 points?
Right. You want me to get fined on this, huh?
No. Do you think he has a good game tonight?
I will say this. I think that guy, I mean, I'm not saying anything that nobody knows. He's an amazing talent. And he's going to be so hyped up. It's either going to go one or two ways. He's not going to make a shot or he's going to make everything.
Right.
But I think it's great for the league. It's great for Coach Gentry. Their team is fighting. They're playing much better. And now you have him, I think they're going to be right in the mix for the playoffs.
Mm. All right, only have a minute here. If you had to give me five players, fill out a team, players of this decade, the 2020s, a couple I think are probably obvious, like Giannis and Luka. Give me five guys for the 2020s.
Or give us three more.
Yeah.
Morant, yeah. Zion, Giannis, Lucas is easy. Trae Young, he's a handful.
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna be tough to stop for a lot of years.
That's five.
That's your five right there.
Okay, that's five. Yeah, that's a good five.
Yeah, I mean, if you wanted a big man, I don't know, you could throw in somebody like Joel Embiid if you believe in him as being that good.
Simmons, definitely Simmons and Embiid. I'm a big, big Simmons fan. I love how
What about Devin Booker? Some guy, we never talk about Devin Booker.
Devin Booker is as tough as anybody in this league. He's a big-time player, and it's just, you know, he's been on some tough teams that haven't won a lot of games, but that guy is definitely, he's in that mix as well.
Yeah.
All right, Coach Brooks. Not a bad first concert with Phil Collins.
Yep,
all
solid.
Right. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Enjoy the weather
down
there.
I appreciate it. All right.
Remember, later this hour, we got Barry Sanders, Hall of Fame running back. But next, we're going to bring back Junkie Shootout on a game show Wednesday.
Very good.
Three questions in a row. You'll win tickets to Monster Jam. Call us now at 800-636-1067. Junkie Shootout next. You're on the Junkies.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to a game show Wednesday on the Junks, brought to you by MGM National Harbor. The Potomac Poker Open is coming back to MGM National Harbor February 5th through the 17th. Over $1 million in prizes guaranteed. Check out MGMNationalHarbor.com/Potomac Poker Open for more information. Your poker ambo, this guy, be playing in a bunch of those events.
All right, game show Wednesday, we're playing Junkie Shootout, one of the original Junkies game shows.
Tried and true.
Three random trivia questions in a row. You win the prize. Today, we're giving away Monster Jam tickets. Let's go to the first contestant. If you want to get in, it is a random contest. 800-636-1067 is the number. Who is first up, Cakes?
That's going to be on Matt Valdese. I can't do all these moving
parts.
We'll
go to Jack.
All right, Jack is on line one. Hey, Jack.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
I'll ask you the first question. It is the capital of the great state of Massachusetts.
Boston.
It is Boston, Mass. That's an easy one.
That is
correct.
They get
progressively harder. Here's your two-pointer from Jason Bishop.
All right. Jack, what number did Barry Sanders wear in college at Oklahoma State?
Oh. See you later, Jack. Ugh.
20.
That's what he wore with the Lions. I'm going to guess 21.
Correct.
Oh, Rom's favorite number. Loves to play 21 at the casino.
I mean, that was a fair question.
Yes. 800-636-1067. Junkie Shootout, who's up next? Let's go to Ron on line two. Ron, Cakes gives you the first question.
All right. Hold on, Ron.
All right, Ron. What is their number? Braden Holtby from your Washington Capitals. What number does he wear?
Ooh.
47.
Incorrect.
Can I guess?
Yes, you can guess. God, Braden Holtby.
I should know this.
Goaltender of note.
Should know it.
I mean, I should definitely know
this. Would you like a hint?
No.
All right. No hint for you.
I would.
All right, hold on. Braden Holtby wears number 30.
In the 60s, is he like 67 or something like that?
Not at all.
67? That's a worse guess than mine.
He's 70.
Yes.
Okay, three off.
Oh.
He's 70.
I would have never guessed 70.
800-636-1067. Let's go to Andy on line three. What's up, Andy?
I know where Verano would be, so.
Andy, your one-pointer. Can you name the capital of New Jersey?
Don't know.
Princeton.
Sorry.
Incorrect. Very incorrect. AWOD, the capital of New Jersey.
No idea.
Take a guess.
Newark.
Not a bad guess.
It's not a bad guess. I believe that's the most populous city in
New
Jersey.
I used to know all these. I think I know it. Trenton?
Trenton.
Very good.
By the way, all my questions are state capitals per Cakes' suggestion.
Thank you. Because of my swole brain over here.
We shoot somebody, we flush them away. That means the new line's open at 800-636-1067. Let's go to Tyson on line five. Tyson, you're up.
Ready.
Tyson, what movie did I see on Tuesday with the flu?
He sounds confident, by the way, Tyson.
What movie did Jason Bishop see last Tuesday on $5 Tuesday with his wife?
$5 Tuesday with my wife in the theater with the flu. And Drabby thought I was lying about it.
No idea.
Definitely saw 1917.
I did.
But hey, I listened to the show.
Saving Private Ryan wannabe.
A little bit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, of course it is.
It was still entertaining.
I mean, it's about World War. Here's a bulletin.
It was a combo Saving Private Ryan, Dunkirk.
Here's a bulletin to everybody.
How many parlays did you give it?
I gave it four.
Oh. Nobody cares about WW1.
The inferior.
People care about WW2.
This guy cares.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Ryan on line six.
Sure, watching well Trench Warfare is a lot of fun.
Ryan, you're on with Junkies. What's up?
Hey, how you doing?
All right, Ryan.
Ryan, what's their number? Steven Strasburg.
37.
That is correct.
All right, two-pointer. I'm going to hook him. This is not that hard.
Hook him up. He wants to go see Gravedigger at Capital One.
It's the capital of Drab's favorite state, Washington State.
Oh, there's no chance he pulls it. Drab might not even know this.
I didn't think that was that difficult. Can you name a city in Washington? Not named Seattle?
Spokane.
Spokane. He's been hanging out with AWOL.
Everybody's offended by you. Spokane.
It's Olympia.
Of course it's Olympia. There's a very cheap beer named after
Spokane.
That.
It should be Spokane.
It should be.
It's not. But it's just not.
I know. Our language
Olympia
stinks.
Has the big star next to it.
All right, who's up next? Let's go to Chris, line seven.
Morning.
Good
Hello,
morning, Chris.
Chris.
All right, is this first question from
you? Yeah.
Yep.
Who did the Terps beat last night in hoops?
Oh, man.
Big sports fan.
It's a big one. Big college hoops guy here.
I mean, you're just going to hem and haw.
Sorry,
I just don't know.
Northwestern,
yes.
Which we talked about in the 6 a.m. hour and the 8 a.m. hour.
AWOD, yeah, I will give you a free $5 if you can tell me where Northwestern University is located. And it's not. No. It's not in Chicago.
Well,
that's your hint.
Don't give him that hint.
Your hint is it's not Chicago.
Wait, what
Northwestern
town?
University?
Yeah.
How is it not in Chicago? My cousin went there.
It's
and
not
I went to
in Chicago. Technically, it's
game.
In
a, it's not. It's
not in Chicago. That's why I'm giving you a free $5 because I know that you don't know it.
You thought you were money.
You thought you were
I mean, it's close enough to Chicago that you go to a Cubs game.
It's a suburb of Chicago, correct.
I'm correct on this.
Are you going to give me a letter?
E.
He's clueless.
Evansburg.
Oh, you're pretty close. Evanston.
You're $5.
Yeah, it's so safe. Evansburg. Place doesn't even exist. Well, it probably does.
All right, let's go to Sam on line one. Sam, you're on with the Junkies. What's up?
Dudes.
All right, one-pointer, simple. Capital of Ohio.
Boise.
Boise. You're doing a bit, right?
Oh, he heard Idaho, I guess.
Oh, he did.
It must have been it.
Too bad. Let's go to Sean on line two.
Same question?
No.
Oh.
It's your question now.
Definitely Columbus.
Yep. Yeah, 100%.
Too bad. Doesn't count. Sean, one-pointer from Jason Bishop.
All right. One-pointer is, speaking of Columbus, who was the head football coach at Ohio State?
Christopher Columbus.
Oh, my God. Look at
They were in the college football playoff.
No, he was. I know, but he was quick. You hear how fast he was typing?
Did it with the quickness.
I would have hooked him with that.
Why not do that?
No, you can't cheat.
Give him a couple seconds.
It's legal.
You got to use your brain.
Yeah.
No cheating in this game. This game has integrity.
You can save that question for the next caller, then.
Okay.
Let's go to Danny on line three.
Danny.
What up, John?
This is the wildly popular Drab or Valdez. You just have to guess whether I'm describing Drab or Valdez here.
All right.
No longer wears sports beanies, and it makes me sad. Is that Drab or Valdez?
Valdez.
Incorrect. But even though it is Drab, and he's wearing a Caps beanie today, he's flying in the face of convention.
Sorry, Danny. Let's go to Steven on line four.
Line five.
Let's go to David on line five. David, you're on with the Junkies playing Junkie Shootout. What's up?
Hey, good morning, Junkies.
All right, the one-pointer is supposed to be easy. The capital of Texas.
I'm running out of questions over here.
Capital of Texas.
Awesome.
Yes.
Yes. One down, two to go, and we'll hook you with the prize.
Ooh.
All right, Jason, why don't you hook him? Come on, softball.
Somebody has to win, right?
All right. Well, he's got to know this.
He doesn't.
Well, not
he doesn't
necessarily.
Well, we just talked about it.
Okay.
Who do the Wizards play tonight?
No gotta here.
Wow.
Celtics.
I tried.
He didn't listen to the Scott Brooks interview.
It was 5 minutes ago.
Understood.
Nobody pays attention.
They play the Miami Heat. Let's go to Randy on line six.
So, guys.
Randy, Awad went to this college in Virginia. Whether he graduated or not, we're not sure, but he went to this college.
Ah, dude. UVA.
What? You clearly don't listen to the show.
Game always
surprises
me.
Prize pig. Get out of here, prize pig.
Let's go to Van on line one.
Yo.
Van, it is the capital.
Hello.
Yep.
It is the capital of California.
Sacramento.
Okay. One down, two to go.
Right, now we're cooking with some fire, Jason. Right, let's get a winner.
All right, Van Stretch. Van.
Silly movie, Internal Affairs.
So good. Van, what are... Nick, give me one of Brad Pitt's best five movies.
Ocean's 11.
Yes.
Correct.
Jason Bishop.
See, that wasn't on my list, but it's on your list. That works.
My question.
For the win, Kate.
All right, this is for the win. And this is easy. This couldn't be any easier.
I think it could.
All right, we're going back to Drab or Valdez. If you just name the producer
50-50.
That this statement is attributed to, you win. Drab or Valdez. Saw 1917 in theaters. Thought it was meh. Is that Drab or is that Valdez?
Valdez.
Winner!
Yes! Congratulations. You get the four-pack of tickets to Monster Jam, Capital One Arena, January 26th. Plus, you get a prize pack. Tickets are on sale now. Details at thefandc.com. Coming up next, We have Barry Sanders, Hall of Fame running back, on the Junkies.
Again, our thoughts and prayers out to the Wooten family. Coach Morgan Wooten passed away 9:50 p.m. last night, and he was a legend. By the way, speaking of Coach Wooten, give your child a first-class basketball experience and a first-class life experience at Coach Wooten's basketball camp. Their goal is for campers to love basketball more by instilling confidence, teaching the game, having fun. They teach all day, every day, 5 skill sessions per day. They work on your basketball IQ. They've got competitions. They've got contests, guest speakers, 3 games per day. Instruction is the difference at Coach Wooten's basketball camp. You can register today at CoachWooten.com. Coach Wooten, spelled with 2 O's and 2 T's. That's CoachWooten.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. I'm fired up to be joined on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline by Hall of Fame running back Barry Sanders, who's teamed up with Rocket Mortgage and the NFL during the Super Bowl. You have a chance to win $50,000 to $500,000 in the largest game ever of Super Bowl squares. It is the great Barry Sanders. What's up, Barry?
Barry, can you hear us?
Hey there, gentlemen. How are we doing today?
Good morning, Barry.
Hey, Barry, I got to ask you. This is going to be awkward. You've probably never been asked this by any radio show.
This might be a first for you.
But I have your – I collect jerseys. I have your 1988 Oak State jersey when you won the Heisman and you pummeled Wyoming in the Holiday Bowl 62-14. I've got it in my closet. Would you be willing – and I'm not going to sell it. I promise you. You can personalize it. Would you be willing to sign the jersey for me?
Maybe.
Oh, it gave you a maybe.
No, I think what?
You think what?
No, I don't think it'll be a problem. It shouldn't be a problem.
Oh, excellent. I appreciate that. We just got to get, you know,
shouldn't be a problem.
We got to get an address or an email address before the end of the interview, okay?
Sounds good.
Awkwardness as planned.
Well, we have a little bit of
a delay. That's why it's awkward. Thank you very much, Barry.
Barry's joining us to talk about the squares. Everybody loves playing squares.
Who doesn't?
Tell us about your involvement with Rocket Mortgage.
Absolutely. Guys, we're giving fans a chance to win a ton of cash. It's the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes. And you can go to rocketmortgagesquares.com and find out about it. It's free to play. Every score change, fans could potentially win $50,000. And at halftime and at the end of the game, two fans will win $500,000. So a lot of great reasons to tune into the game and a lot of great reasons to play squares. That's what we have going. And we're hoping that the teams light up the scoreboard so we can give away a lot of cash.
Barry, now you're one of the greatest running backs of all time. One of the guys here in the studio has talked about the trend in the NFL where the running game has been devalued, and he's really kind of against drafting running backs high because somebody like Raheem Mostert, who's bounced around from team to team, can end up starring. Do you like what you've seen, though, in the last couple of weeks where the running games, it's kind of carried a couple of these teams to where they are?
No, it really has, and I do like what I've seen. You look at the running backs, just throughout these playoffs. You saw what Derrick Henry was able to do. Even Dalvin Cook, like you mentioned, Raheem Mostert, and so the running game has been very involved in the playoffs, and I'm assuming it'll be heavily dependent on certainly by the 49ers in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Well, who do you lean towards in this matchup, the passing offense or the running offense?
I'm leaning toward the running offense. I think because the Niners are backed up by a great defense, I think the Chiefs have a pretty good defense, but I would give the nod defensively to the 49ers. But hey, look, again, we're hoping for a high scoring game so we can give away a ton of cash at, like I said, with every score change, the Rocket Mortgage is going to give away $50,000. But if you're twisting my arm asking me, I would lean toward the Niners.
Did you like what type of blocking scheme did you prefer as a running back? Do you like that zone blocking scheme which Kyle Shanahan and the 49ers employ? Obviously, his dad did that with the Broncos back in the day.
I do like that, and even things like just the basic sweep that they do, mm-hmm. and really. Some of the things that they do remind me of almost like Vince Lombardi, the off-tackle play, running through the alley. You see a lot of that with this team, but they've mastered the running game. You take the top two running backs, Mostert and Bria, and they both average 5 yards a carry, over 5 yards a carry.
Mm-hmm.
So they're doing something right in the running game, and I'm assuming it's going to figure big into the Super Bowl as well.
Where do you see your running style fitting in today's game? I mean, you obviously had an incredible talent, the way that you could just evade tacklers. I'm sure it would work anywhere. Do you think you'd be better off in today's game that does tend to focus on more passing? How do you feel?
You know, it would be fun to really try it out. I think there would be a place for it. I don't know if I would be as successful, but I've always said, even over the last 10, 20 years, that the running game will catch up with the league. It just takes time. You see coaches and even offenses with doing different schemes to get running back involved in the game. With pistol formations and with the run pass options and things like that they did not have in the 90s when I played. So I think it's really about just being with a great creative offensive coordinator that is determined to run the ball and determined to get the ball into the running back's hands.
Joined by Barry Sanders, Hall of Fame running back. Rocket Mortgage has teamed up with the NFL. And during the Super Bowl, you'll have a chance to win $500,000 in the largest game ever of Super Bowl squares. Matt Valdez is very excited about that. Barry, when you look at your career numbers, like, do you see what guys are doing, like modern day running backs, guys like Austin Eckler out of the backfield who get targeted like 100+ times? And do you think I could have had like 80 or 90 receptions out of the backfield on top of my gaudy rushing numbers too?
Oh, yeah, well, you certainly see that. That's a big part of the game. And again, it just depends on, what your scheme is and offensive coordinator. But that certainly helps add to what running backs are doing. And it's good to be versatile in that way. And if you can get all of that in one player, all the better. A lot of teams have a guy that can run the ball and a guy that's good out of the backfield. But you're certainly seeing a lot more of that in today's game.
Yeah, Christian McCaffrey comes to mind about that. How do you think Christian McCaffrey's game would have translated back in the 90s?
Well, no, Christian, he could play in any era. The guy got 1,000 yards rushing and receiving. He's a dynamic player. I watched Christian a lot at Stanford. My son actually played behind Christian at Stanford, and so I saw him play a lot. He's a fantastic talent, and he's continued that on into the NFL.
Who's Barry Sanders' favorite running back to watch nowadays? Is it Christian?
Well, I love watching Christian. I would say, you know, it's for consistency over the last 3 or 4 years. You have to look at Zeke Elliott. You know, for this season, you know, you have to give a nod to Derrick Henry, what Derrick was able to do. He's come on. It seems like every year he's gotten stronger and better. And this year he just kind of exploded onto the scene. But there's a lot of good young running backs in the game. You know, Saquon Barkley comes to mind. You know, Nick Chubb comes to mind. I mean, Josh Jacobs. I mean, really the list goes on and on. And so I think you're almost seeing a resurgence of the running back. This year, you know, 15, 16 guys got 1,000 yards rushing. You know, and so including that says a lot about what Lamar the running Jackson. Game means to.
Including Lamar Jackson.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, he's a top 10. I think he was number 5 or 6 on the list.
Yeah.
So give Lamar a lot of credit for that. I mean, that's amazing to think about. So the running game has certainly made a resurgence in today's game.
All right, so Barry, we're going to let you go, buddy. Appreciate the time. And again, I'd love to get the jersey signed. I don't know how to get it to you. Maybe you can give it to the NBC Sports Washington. Do you have a foundation address or something you want to give our producer? That would be great. And I'll send it out to you.
No, yeah, we can figure something out. Absolutely.
Very
we'll
good.
Figure something out.
And
right.
Barry,
thanks for having me, guys.
Of course. And people can go to rocketmortgage.com and sign up for the Super Bowl Squares contest. They can do it today.
All right. We should just say that that's one of those things where the delay is a little bit tilting.
Here, hold on. I got to see what Drabby's doing right now.
He was on
efforting.
He was on Skype, and we used to have a raw feed in studio, but now apparently we don't have the raw feed because we have cable box.
Drabby, who were you just talking to?
Just the person who connects the phones.
That was it. So we got no way of getting the jersey.
What are you doing? That was so awkward.
I told you. I told him at 6:05 I was going to ask him.
Why didn't you wait until you establish a little rapport with the guy? A little back and forth.
Barry seemed all business, by the way.
Well, he was, but I wanted to get it out there.
Can we replay when he just... Of course.
You think I don't have this awkward moment all ready to go?
Maybe.
I collect jerseys. I have your 1988 Oak State jersey when you won the Heisman and you pummeled Wyoming in the Holiday Bowl 62-14. I've got it in my closet. Would you be willing, and I'm not going to sell it, I promise you. You can personalize it. Would you be willing to sign the jersey for me?
Shake your voice.
Maybe.
I didn't expect the maybe. I expected
best answers in the history of the show.
So I'm guessing, even though he said maybe, and then at the end of the interview said, fine, I would. I'm guessing that's a no.
It's probably a no.
Maybe.
But eventually he did win him over. Like, eventually he said, sure, it won't be a problem.
Okay, but here's the other thing. The way we had the interview set up, there's no way to get in touch with
him. That is going to be a problem.
There's no way to get in touch with the guy.
Are you going to email his info at BarrySandersCharity.com and say, hey, this is the big, dumb radio host that was trying to get his jersey that has a ketchup stain on it signed by you.
Right. That's not going
to
happen.
What's your address again that I can ship it to you?
Basically asking for Barry Sanders' address and or phone
it's
number.
Maybe. It's not going to happen. I'm very disappointed.
It's just not going to happen.
And I blame Drab for setting up the interview on a delay.
Blame me.
On a delay.
Yeah. The delay wasn't the problem.
Well,
maybe.
I don't know how else you wanted me to do it.
Make him laugh a little bit. Tell him how great he is. And then at the end, say...
He hadn't laughed in 40 years.
I know.
Did you listen to him? He hadn't laughed ever.
Hey, but he's good at your question. He's good. He's good at pimping the product.
Maybe. Yeah. Well, I
he's
tried.
He's okay at it.
I tried. Well, what are you going to do?
He's no dynamo. He's okay.
No, he's not, but he gets the plugs.
We like the product.
I can go back to wearing Barry's jersey on Wacky Jersey Wednesday.
I thought that was dead. You guys,
I think we buried it for 2020. For both Barry Sanders numbers back to back.
Hey, can we do a video where you just throw it in the trash?
No, I don't know. I like the jersey. Maybe one day he'll hook it. Maybe he'll be in town for something, and I don't know.
Hey, just give it to me. It'll come back with Barry Sanders' signature on it.
Yeah,
a forged Barry Sanders signature, but a signature nonetheless.
But again, it's impossible to get the jersey to him. I thought that there would be a PR person.
Right. A go-between, a handler.
So he could get an address. It's not going to happen.
Well, there's got to be somebody who connected the phone call.
Yes.
Who is it?
Rocket Mortgage hires Barry Sanders.
Right. Then, Rocket Mortgage.
Then they hire a marketing company.
So I'm going to send it to Roger Clemens.
Yes. Yeah.
No, the marketing company. You got to grasp for the marketing company.
You got to send it to Dan Gilbert.
Rocket Mortgage cares about Jason's basement.
They don't care. They don't care. Not going to happen.
Hey, but you know what? I give Barry Sanders credit for just having his promo hustle on. That's the gold mine for ex-players around the Super Bowl. You latch on with the company, you go down to Radio Row, you sell whatever it is you're selling, and they give you a big fat check. Good for him. I hope he's pocketing a big a big check from Rocket Mortgage.
I'm sure he is.
Big one.
Cover his mortgage.
Hey, I told you at 6:05 I was going to make it awkward. Awkward radio. Hey,
mission accomplished.
Awkward radio is good. Is it good?
It's generally good.
It didn't even have to be awkward. I put it more on Barry, not on you. I think you were fine.
Well, I didn't expect a 32-second delay between each question and answer.
Huge delay. Plus, we could hear ourselves, which is never great. And then he had just a delay of,
What are you going to do?
All right, got to get out of here for Cakes. Fish, I'm JP. We'll see you tomorrow. Granddaddy, they're up next, right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.